Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, none other than Charmaine. And while I am waiting for my guest to join me in the studio, we'll just go ahead and say good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our show today. We have our special guest on today to talk about health and wellness. And I just want to welcome our guest this morning, MJ Richards. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Charmaine. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for joining the show. I was in the studio and I was like, okay, I'm waiting for my guest to join, trying to get my thoughts together and trying to get myself together. So it's one of those days when you wake up and it's like, is it my body that's off balance? Is it my eating that's off balance, or is it my emotions that's off balance? And I kind of feel like all of them are a little out of balance this morning, just kind of feeling things, you know. But it's a good day. The sun's out.
Yeah.
It's nice and bright. We're getting ready to get some really good information from you, the wellness educator. So I'm really looking forward to getting some tips on that. And then I'm ready to go to the gym for some Zumba. So immediately after the show, I'm heading out. So something's got to get back on balance today. Yes. Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us this morning. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, MJ, as a wellness educator, and how did you decide to really pursue the field of health and wellness, and how you going about sharing it with the rest of us?
Okay. Well, Charmaine, it started in my childhood, really, but, you know, I wasn't paying attention to it because my dad was always about health. And then as I grew up, I was conscious about it, but I didn't focus on it until something happened. And I realized, I looked in the mirror, I was like 30 years old, 31, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm aging. And I was at work, mm-hmm. and I wore pants, and every time I would sneeze, a button would pop on my pants. So that gave me an indication, it's time to lose weight. It's time to get serious about your health. And so I started listening to various renowned talk shows and following different people who I felt that brought what I was looking for, and which was truth, because we do have health care, but really it's sick care. And I wanted what God put here, because he said in creation, every day he created, it was good. And he doesn't lie. So I knew that that was the path I needed to take. And at work, I used to be the one who always would share a health with someone because they were sick. Well, why don't you try this? And they started calling me Mother Nature and Doc and all these things. And, you know, we just laughed about it. But people started following it and doing it, and they were getting results. So then one day I said, let me just take a course and figure out what I'm going to do. And I just absorbed myself in it because it was more of a hobby for me.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's more of a passion. It's more of a what I want to do and take from this is start a grassroots movement, because there's so many people out there crying out to God for help. Send me some help. Send me some help. And as you see in society today, it's not a New Year's resolution. It's not the gym. It's not a diet, because a diet, having that name die in it, really bugs me. It has to be a lifestyle, and it doesn't have to be an overnight lifestyle, but it's gradual. You add in something every day, every week, something that you can live with and adjust to, and then overall you begin to see that, you know what, I do feel better. Hey, I do look better.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share this with somebody else because they can benefit from it. And then it's more like, remember the commercial, you tell a friend, and so on and so on and so on. And that's what
right.
I hope to create. I want that energy to go forth to other people and just share the message, because there's so many people who don't go on the internet to get it. They don't listen to the shows. And then what you're listening to, there's so much propaganda being spewed at us, and we absorb it unconsciously, that you just have to know what's good and what isn't.
Right.
Does that sum it
and
up?
That sums it up perfectly. I told you, I said, today I'm just going to ask the questions, and I'm just going to listen to the answers, because I actually really do need to be inspired and to learn a lot, and, you know, really just allow you to give us some of the things that you've learned, because, I mean, obviously we know there's a big health movement, so to speak. I'm not sure if it's because we're getting older. It might have always been around, and we're just, like, paying attention more now, or people are just really getting more educated. And, of course, like you said, with the internet and social media and all the sharing that goes on, we're really getting these tidbits and, you know, hearing these testimonies from different people about different, you know, nutritious foods, or, you know, different properties and different things about in nature, plant-based, et cetera. And I think we're paying more attention using those things. But basically what I feel is happening, what I see happening, is really a trend, but not really. We're going back to the basics. We really just need to start where we begin, and that's with nature, with the earth. How do you think, or how do you see that food and affects our health? How does food and what we put in our bodies affect our health?
That is such a great question, Charmaine. To me, it's all about going back to Eden. You're so right. There's been a paradigm shift in the last 5 to 7 years with our health. And I truly believe it's people getting tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So with that being said, what has happened is people are taking a stand where they want to own their own health, and that's what I feel is my platform. Because if just one person did something to help themselves to feel better, and like I said, share it with another person, we'll have the power of one movement going on, and just one person doing it, sharing it with another. And the way I used to do it was all wrong. I used to have a cabinet full of supplements. And then one day I woke up and said, you know what? And a lot of this is through prayer, because I believe that God will inspire you and give you what you ask for if you're following what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a revelation that, you know, these people are sick and tired. You need to use your what you have to help share the message. So what I did with my cabinet, I got rid of all the supplements. I said, you know what? It all goes back to Eden. It was all food. It was the garden. It was fruit and vegetable. It was plant-based. We are living creatures. Every one of us, if you pinch yourself right now, you'll say, ouch. There's not one of us who won't say, ouch, because we are alive. But then you look at the synthetic drugs, they are dead. We are putting dead things in a living body and expecting it to give us the result that a living body does. Now, with a living body, we can abuse our body for years, but it is so forgiving. You have people who have been on drugs and alcohol, and then they go into remission, and they change their life. They change what they eat. They change what they put into their body. Their cells recoup. They regenerate, and they have a new life. And that's the beauty about the human body, and that's what I love. It is so forgiving. And whatever we do to it, it is forgiving. And it's all it amazes me, because it's like the gospel. It's forgiving, but at the same time, it's alive. It is alive. Mm-hmm. So the food you put in, your fruits, your vegetables, your nuts, your berries, it has everything you need. Because remember, when man first came on this earth, they weren't about getting a filet mignon, a steak here, and, mm-hmm. and a piece mm-hmm. of chicken here or fish. No, they were eating fruits and vegetables and sustaining themselves.
Right.
We've forgotten that.
I think one of the things that you talked about, which I definitely want to touch on, is the fact that you said, you know, the foods that we eat should really be alive. I mean, really, when you look at, even if it's a can of tuna, and I know, you know, I'm a tuna fan because it's a quick fixer-upper for me in the evening sometimes or, you know, in the summertime or whatever. But when you look at a lot of the things, like you said, you know, stacking your shelves with foods, and when you look at the expiration, it's like, oh, 2017, 2020? I mean, how long does food really last on a shelf? I mean, is it really food? You know, because we have all these powdered this and all kinds
yes.
of stuff. And
mm-hmm.
obviously, it's not living organisms, you know, it's not. And
right.
our bodies need that. Like you said, our bodies are so forgiving. And whatever we do to it, if we decide, well, most things, but some things, but if we decide to stop, it will recover itself. You know,
yeah.
if we try to start to do the right thing to it and treat it right, because our cells, like you said, are constantly living and dying. It's living and dying. So if
correct.
We start
correct.
To give it more life, we'll have better health. So on that
correct.
Note, I want to talk a little bit, because not because it's January and it's the beginning of the year and everyone like myself, and if you're in the South such as me, you know, summer starts in 2.5 months. So it's always the race to lose those pounds and detoxify your body and cleanse your body and start to look good and feel better. So how give us a couple of tips or ideas how to naturally detoxify our bodies, which obviously the focus is on our liver, because we all
yeah.
know that we can have a failing kidney, one kidney. You can have a pacemaker, you can have, a replacement heart, but when your liver goes, that's it. So we've got
well,
to take
correct.
Care of our liver. So how do we really focus in on cleansing our bodies, cleansing our liver, and detoxifying our body? And how would you recommend, how often would you recommend us doing that? For those of us maybe who are not, like, so focused on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, first thing, I firmly believe that when you detox, there's cleansing and there's detox. You have to know the difference. Now, detox should be on a cellular level. And when people detox, you have to be prepared for what the body is going to give off, because you are detoxing. You're taking something out. It may not
mm-hmm.
be critical. Now, when you're cleansing for a couple of days, 3 days or so, and you just want to, like, lose, you ate bad for the weekend, and so you want to take 3 days and just cleanse. Now, juices are great for just cleansing. But we have juices, and then we have those NutriBullets, which is more smoothie, which is has more fiber and whatnot. It has
mm-hmm.
everything encompassing, whereas your juicer strips out the fiber and you have the juice. Both are good. I like a combination. So if
mm-hmm.
I were, the question you asked me to start my day, when I wake up, I try to drink a quart of water every morning before I leave the house. Now you say, why a quart of water? Because we've got to flush the toxins. You know, at night, between 10 and 2, that's when your body breaks down the food that you've eaten. So you
mm-hmm.
need to finish eating by 7 o'clock, okay? Let your body rest, and then by 10 o'clock it starts working, that liver starts going to work, and it's breaking down all those foods, the rich ones, the bad ones, the fatty ones that you gave it. It breaks it down till 2 o'clock. And then by that time, you're sleeping. In the morning when you wake, the first thing you should be doing is having a urine and a bowel movement. If that doesn't happen,
mm-hmm.
that warm lemon with that water does amazing things to your body. It pulls all the toxins from between the cells, and it disposes that. And therefore, mm-hmm. A lot of people say, you know, lemon is so acidic. No, it's not acidic. It's acidic before it goes into your body. The minute it hits the body, it becomes alkaline. And we mm-hmm. all know that disease is all tied to acidic.
Alkaline.
Your body mm-hmm. being too acidic. An alkaline mm-hmm. is more healing. It's healthy. Mm-hmm. So you do that.
So
and then you have a nice
plate
of food.
So that's in order to establish that good pH balance.
Correct. And move all the toxins out, because remember, the liver, it filters everything. Everything that you eat and put into your mouth. And a lot of people, when they think about food and, you know, the new year and all these resolutions about their health, they don't remember that nutrition is body, mind, and spirit. So you mm-hmm. you put food into your body, and if you do it in anger and all that, that energy goes through your body. Your cells are intelligent. They know what mm-hmm. you're giving them. And they feed off of that. And now a lot of people may not agree, but you'll find more and more people are finding out how intelligent our cells are. Now, you mentioned the liver being so important, but another thing that's very important is the gut. Mm-hmm. Because the gut health is where our immunity lies. And if you're sick all the time, you've got an earache, you've got this sinuses, you've got something else going on, it's all about that gut health being good as well. So those are the two mm-hmm. areas I would focus on, would be the liver and the gut, because they go hand in hand when it's all said and done.
Right.
Now, your plate of food should be the rainbow color, a salad every day. Your mm-hmm. main meal, have a good salad. And the thing with salads are a lot of people want to have their gourmet dressings and all that. You basically need a good oil, a good fat, because that helps break down the foods. That gives you the enzymes from your green vegetables, your green salads.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, those are really great tips, and I'm listening and I'm hearing, and I've been seeing, and a lot of people are now hip to that warm lemon water when they wake up, and I'm really impressed with that 1 quart of water. And know when I get up, I need to go for the water instead of brewing the coffee.
Yes,
and
correct.
Having that be my first drink, because that's adding more to it, because, you know, I know this is going to be shared and aired or whatever, but I do air my dirty mm-hmm. laundry. And then most times by the time I get to work, and I'm driving for an hour and a half, and I get to work, and you know, it's a few minutes later, I want to run to the bathroom, and it's like, wait a minute, did I bring the coffee cup in here?
Right.
I'm like, did I just pee out coffee?
Well,
you know, when you pee smells
you
like coffee, yeah, but when your pee smells like coffee, you sort of need to get a lot more water in. So that kind of, when that happens, I really feel like, oh, my gosh, I haven't had, you know, water today. So I really love those tips. I mean, obviously they work, and it's what's healthy and what's good for us. But you also, and I know you're on Facebook really promoting all the good stuff that you do, and I know on Twitter, and of course your website, dammitcontrol.org, and it's dammitcontrol.org. And very interesting conversations and very interesting information that you have out there. I do know on Saturday you will be in Atlanta, coming up from Tennessee, I believe, and on Saturday, January 16th, from 2:30 to 4:00. And that is at 4845 South Old Peachtree Road. So it's dammitcontrol.org, and just kind of maybe follow MJ Richards and see what else she's got going on. But I'm a follower, and I'm a believer, and
I've been to a
couple of your health symposiums and stuff like that, and two things really jump out at me that you really advocate for and believe in. One of the things I know, I don't know if you call it fermenting. I remember one of the, you know, with the vegetables and all that stuff.
Correct.
Talk about how that works. So what's the value of that to us in our diets today?
Okay. That's a great question because the gut, like I said, is the second brain, and it's where our immunity lies. So you go to the doctor and they say, oh, your white blood count is low and it's not where it should be. And if it's high, they're like, oh, we need to bring it down. And your white blood cells are what protects you. So say you have a cold, a virus comes into your body, the white blood cells go and surround the virus and try to knock it out. If your gut health isn't strong enough, it will take over and eat out the white blood cells, and therefore you have the virus full-blown. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the fermented or the cultured vegetables, as we call it now, and what's so funny about this, you know, life is a cycle. Because back before refrigeration, we had cultured. We cultured everything and put it in vats underneath the ground to keep it cold. You know, you've got your sauerkraut, same concept. But with the cultured vegetables, what we do is just take these vegetables and you just cut it up, you add some sea salt and a probiotic mix. And the probiotics is good bacteria that populates the microbiome in your gut, and it allows it to manifest and create more and more good bacteria so that when something comes in like a virus, a bug, or some kind of bad food, some food poisoning, your body has a natural reactor that's built in that says, hey, I don't want you, get out of here. It's just like throwing up. When you throw up, you have something in your body that says, oh, no, buddy, not today. Get out of here. So you spew it out, and that gets rid of it. And usually, you know, when your children are sick and after they throw up, they feel so much better. That's the body's natural response. So this cultured vegetables, what it does, it goes in and it starts healing. Now, I have to tell you a story that happened to me. I went to the doctor. I go to a naturopath, Dr. Chris Green in Snellville. And I went to him, and he did this test on me, all of my systems, the circulatory, the digestive, all of them, okay, the lymphatic. And all of them, I thought I looked fine, felt fine, but I just went and had a checkup. And everything was like at a 3 and a 2, which was almost to the point where they were shutting down. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I left there numb.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister and I, we just read a book about healing and learning about how to heal the gut naturally. And it was all about the cultured vegetables. So I ate that for 3 meals for 3 months. When I went back to him, everything was at an 8 or 9. He was like, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. And I know it was from the power of the healing foods there, because what that does, it starts to heal from the inside out. My skin cleared up. My eyes, the whites of my eyes got better. Mm-hmm. My energy level was up. My bowels were moving regularly. Now, a lot of us, our bowels move one time a week, twice a week. That's not normal. Like the animals, if we look at the animals, they eat, they go. They eat, they go. That's how we should be doing it. And if we're not, we're constipated.
Right.
And that's an issue that we have to focus on, but we don't. We go to the doctor and they give you a pill, and that's it.
Yeah, and then you say that, you talk about that, and, you know, with, you know, not having regular bowel movements or not drinking enough water so that we can flush our system out consistently. And I know I've been saying, oh, I've just been struggling with acne all my life, and then I have adult acne. And then there are times when I start to eat right and I rest my system and my liver is flush and my skin starts to perk up and I start to feel better and feel better.
Yes.
So I want to just leave in, because we've got about 5 minutes left for the show, and I just want to say thank you so much for just educating and re-educating, and for the niches that you're creating and the people that you're reaching, and just this whole we've got to take care of ourselves, and we've got to always be reminded. Sometimes we know that this that I'm putting in my body is not good for it, meaning it's not feeding my cells or my my body, really, which are made of cells, on a cellular level. It's not healing me. Most times it doesn't really taste good. We know what the after effect is of eating bad. We know what the bad foods are. We bloat up. We feel sluggish.
Yes.
We can't think straight and all that. So I'm going to lead in and wrap up with this part of the conversation this morning, although I would love to talk about so many more things. But our show is 30 minutes, and it's been chock full of really, really good stuff. But part of what I'm feeling today, too, could very well be attributed to not healthy eating. So what should we do in order – actually, you know, let me ask this one question. This is going to be the nail biter here. How do we balance our lifestyle in order to balance our health? Give us a couple of tips on that. How do I feel better? How do I wake up feeling fabulous every day?
Exercise.
In my mind, I do, but sometimes in my body.
Yes. Exercise is key. The lymphatic system, we've got to move it. The blood in the vessels in there, it doesn't have a pump like the heart. We've got to move it. Exercise. I love the rebounder. We could do a whole show on the rebounder and the power of that. But exercise, positive thoughts, and eating. If you're going to eat bad, make your bad meal the middle meal of the day. And breakfast, stop breakfast at sweets and full of coffee. And have a smoothie with fruits and vegetables in it. Throw some spinach, throw some kale in there with some blueberries. You've got your antioxidants. You're getting your chlorophyll for your DNA, which is going to help your blood. And then, again, when you eat supper, have a salad first because that coats the digestive tract before you put all the other food in and helps it to break down that food, which come 10 o'clock, your liver goes to work and starts the digestion process, the breaking down of the food you've eaten. So if you can do those things and take your weight, whatever you weigh, if you weigh 160, take that divided by two, that's how many ounces of water you need to drink every day. Now, if you drink coffee a lot, it's dehydrating, so you're going to need to add more to it.
And a lot of coffee would be, what, 3 cups a day, 3-4 cups?
No,
one cup. Depends on how big the
one cup
is.
One cup is, yes.
Do
and
one
you
cup.
Do one cup religiously. But, again, remember, it dehydrates the body. So if I'm dehydrating you, you want your skin to look nice and tight and glow, but you take it inside, you sucking me dry. So how does that work? You know,
right,
it's like,
remember,
you do a shake and you have a straw in it and you want that very last sip and you suck so hard the straw starts to cave in. That's what we're doing when we dehydrate our body. You know,
right.
So we have to hydrate it on the inside as well as the outside. But thank you. I enjoyed this time. I wish we had more time to discuss other things. I would love to come back and talk about women's health and what we need to do.
Absolutely, because I definitely have a bunch of shows planned and, you know, coming up. And I think my focus is really on just dealing with a lot of the, issues that we do face as, you know, middle-aged women, but overall.
Yes.
And I think it's very, very important to really focus on that because I think now it's like, we're trying to turn back the hands of time. It's like, okay, 40s into 50s, here we come.
Correct.
You know? So we gotta really get it going on. So your health seminar is in Atlanta on Saturday, and it's dammitcontrol.org is where you'll find MJ Richards. And I just want to say thank you so much, MJ, for being my special guest today. Next time we'll talk all about coconut oil and GMOs and planting your food.
Excellent.
There's a bunch of stuff which I know we certainly need to hear. But thank you so much, and hope you have a fantastic day. Once again,
thank you
for listening to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Charmaine. I am signing off for today and hitting the gym after I have about a quart of water and an apple. Until next time, make it a great day.